Brother, dear brother, I came as quickly as I could. The digital haze is broken. The banished ones are gone for good. Gone for good.
Now there must be a wedding.
Wedding.
Now there must be a feast.
A feast, a feast, a smorgasbord at least. A brunch, a munch of cake if just a piece. Not just a vat of chitlins or turkey meat, you see. We are what we eat, so we must eat a leaf. We'll dine under a tree.
Unless it snows.
Good morning. Welcome. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, November 13th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, the fear with which the global statesmen absorbed the election of Barack Obama, and then his election again, is perhaps best measured by their relentless efforts, testified to by an almost daily dose of it in the power-fed media, their relentless efforts to both create and make us believe in a so-called widening racial divide. They are very busy with this right now, constructing the story that Barack's election meant exactly the opposite of its actual meaning. And with the story that when we have the chance to make history by electing the first woman U.S. president, and not just any woman, but the most supremely qualified person for that gig around. The electorate, one in which people of color and women play an increasingly influential part, inexplicably lost their minds and voted for a man who boasts of hating both. A mystery the propaganda sheet explains by their invented widening racial divide. If it sounds like fiction, it's because it is fiction, a construction. And they're able to get away with this because we are kept atomized. I mean, think about that panopticon. If we can't see or talk to each other except through the medium of them, how are we going to know what each other thinks? And they exploit that to the max. I guess we now know how it was Trump could run to lose and nonetheless still win. During the campaign, I couldn't figure it out. I mean, serious. How it was he could be so absolutely unconcerned about running for president. And he's a practiced performer. I never bought for a minute that he was quote unquote authentic, which they also gave us a really heavy dose of on a regular basis, the propaganda sheet, which in my case is the New York Times. That he just said whatever odd thing came into his head. I mean, who ever heard of a person who was running for U.S. president going off to play golf in Scotland in the middle of a campaign? I mean, that floored me. Maybe they're exploiting the fact that there's a lot of young folk out there. I don't really know, but that was bizarre, you know? Not caring how he performed in a debate. Brushing off a video in which he boasts of groping women. Now I get it. He wasn't running like he wanted to lose. He was running like he knew he couldn't lose. Now there's always a chance, given the times we are living in, that he actually was running to lose, that there is a possibility that he was running to lose, and that the power guys are making him lie in their bed. But whichever way it was, he is putty in their hands. This is obvious, right? I don't hear discussion of this, right? If you are elected, quote unquote, let me not say this. If you are inserted into a position that you cannot possibly actually perform in effectively, then you have to be a puppet. You have to become a puppet, right? And that is, of course, the point. Him being a a puppet. It's the way the power guys wanted and why they were so determined that Hillary would not get elected. And what the power guys insist on, come to think of it, that they insist on being able to pull the strings. And since we're thinking on it, from where I sit, I'm really thinking that no other scenario actually fits as well with the oddness of it. You know, a power guy pick would have no reason to behave as he did. We are living in an utterly false world. So false, in fact, that as Prince has pointed out, the falseness must flip on them. The overwhelming falseness causes to be generated the counterbalance. More and more of us are feeling that we must be that, the counterbalance. And I'd be the last to suggest that the power of the one doesn't exist. So, in the event we are looking at an example of it, a grand gesture, I strongly recommend to him, punch a higher floor. And this to all of us, we must refuse to be moved by the strings of these guys. And when we do refuse, soon it will be impossible to believe they had ever been.